The Bush administration is evaluating how to respond to the decision by Israeli Prime Minister Sharon to sever contacts with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. As NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports now, that decision was announced as U.S. envoy Anthony Zinni was in the region trying to work out a ceasefire between the Palestinians and the Israelis.
Secretary of State Colin Powell acknowledges that the situation in the Middle East is getting worse, but the United States, he says, cannot walk away from it because the stakes are too high. Powell says the U.S. will not follow Israel's lead in severing contact with the Palestinian leader.
Yasser Arafat is the elected head of the Palestinian Authority and reflects the leadership that the Palestinians wish to have, and we will continue to work with him.
But Powell says that he and European representatives have been impressing upon Arafat that he must bring militant Palestinian groups under control before they destroy him.
Hamas, for example, is killing innocent Israeli citizens, but it will not destroy Israel. It might destroy Yasser Arafat and the Palestinian Authority.
Powell says the U.S. is trying to determine precisely what Israel intends, having broken off contact with Arafat. Robert Satloff, director of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, notes that Israel has not declared a desire to destroy the Palestinian Authority or its leader. He says Israel's decision is based on political rather than military considerations.
It is designed to add political pressure back on the West, on the United States and the Europeans, to exert their own even stronger political pressure on Arafat, rather than presage a direct military assault on the Palestinian Authority.
The U.S. has been putting considerable pressure on Arafat in recent weeks. It stopped calling for restraint by Israel and has made clear that it holds Arafat primarily responsible for spiraling violence. Edward Abington is former U.S. Consul General in Jerusalem and now a political consultant to the Palestinian Authority. He says the situation is desperate, and Arafat clearly must take action to reestablish his credibility. But the U.S., says Abington, unlike Israel, recognizes Palestinians' right to choose their leaders.
If Arafat is chosen by the Palestinian people as their representative, Israel has to deal with him in some fashion. And I think that that's been, unfortunately, a hallmark of Israeli policy over the years. They've tried to dictate who they will negotiate with on the Palestinian side, and they haven't succeeded.
Abington also says that Israel demands that Arafat take action against militants, but keeps bombing the police and security installations he needs to do the job.
For example, the Palestinians arrested a number of Hamas members in Nablus, and I was told that they moved them out of the central prison in Nablus yesterday afternoon. And yesterday night, the Israelis bombed the prison. So the Palestinians feel that if they arrest people and they put them in jail, they're liable to be killed by Israeli bombing.
Yasser Arafat maintains that he has tried to stop attacks on Israelis. Palestinian security forces, he says, have arrested 180 people. The problem, say the U.S. and Israel, is that those most responsible for the violence are not among them. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.